when you make up your mind to meditate, you clear a little space. And all too often, all kinds of things want to come rushing into that space, aside from the breath. And if you try to chase them away, chase them away, chase them away, you spend the whole time chasing them away, and the breath gets forgotten. So have the attitude that, okay, there may be thoughts occurring in the mind, but they can be in the background. You don't have to engage them. It's like walking into a room where several conversations are going on at the same time. You learn how to focus on just the one conversation that you find interesting, and just leave the rest in the background. There's one time when John Fuang was invited to a meal, one of the rare times I went with him on a meal invitation. It was a very unusual occurrence there in Riong. And someone asked him the question about meditation. It's about making your mind empty, right? And he said, no, you've got to keep the mind occupied, because otherwise if you leave your mind empty, it's like leaving the door open to your house and just anybody can walk in. The mind needs its occupation. It's one of the meanings of the word gamatana. So your occupation here is working with the breath, understanding the breath, getting to be sensitive to the breath, playing with the breath. It's not all work. But you learn that even though there is some drudgery in the meditation, a lot of the skill in meditation is learning how to keep your spirits up. In the same way that people hum to themselves or listen to music while they work, have an attitude in the back of the mind, have somebody in the back of the mind that's giving you encouragement. Keep you going. Keep you entertained with the fact that you're working with the breath and you're doing something that's really worthwhile. It's not all drudgery. So keep the mind occupied with the breath. After all, the breath is the force of life. That has a huge impact on how the health of the body is going to be maintained or how it's going to start getting worn away. If you give the breath some space, watch it, nudge it here a little bit, tweak it there a little bit, you'll find that you have a friend here in the breath element in your body. That way you have a friend wherever you go, whatever you do. You're never left alone. And as for the other thoughts in the mind that want to come crowding in, after a while, as you get more interested in the breath, they'll begin to fade more and more into the background. You feed them by paying attention to them. If you don't pay attention to them, they get starved. So it may take a while for them to starve. Some of them are pretty strong and healthy and fat. But remember, you can be more patient and persistent than they are. And keep coming back to the breath.